Tuesday, July 19th. What a blessed luxury is a free morning. After breakfast with Lyndon, I went and curled up with Lucy in her bed to do some last checking on the guest list and plans for the staff party. I spent the rest of the morning clearing my desk. And then to a party I looked forward to with eager warmth. The cabinet ladies were joining to give a party for Lucy at Margie McNamara's home. When I arrived at 1, Lucy had preceded me. The front door was flanked with a battery of cameras and pen and pencil girls. Margie and Lucy and I paused in the doorway for a picture, and with Linda and Kathy in the background. And then I went inside to this group of women for whom I feel so much warmth and admiration. Good friends, good to work with. And they were nearly all there, many with their daughters or daughter-in-laws. Trudy Fowler, fresh from a speech on beautification, for which she had received a standing ovation, the best encouragement for going on, with her two daughters, who'd been to the wedding of one. Virginia Rusk, with her Argentine daughter-in-law and her own teenage daughter. Jane Freeman, so much fun and always good help. Aida Gardner, exotic, elegant, with that accent I can't place. I always feel she's looking at us from a distance, but I'd love to know her better. Mrs. Weaver, how quickly one forgets how unimportant it is that she's a Negro. And Muriel, who had come back all the way from Waverly just for this party, and was telling us about her new daughter-in-law-to-be, Donna. Her illness of virus pneumonia has been rather like mononucleosis, only more serious. And it's been a rough summer for Muriel. Elva O'Brien, Irish, pixie, gay. Mary Connor, who had plunged into making speeches about beautification, much to my admiration, because I do not think it came easy for her. And her daughter-in-law, Susan. And her 16-year-old daughter, Lisa, friend of Christy Carpenter's, who's working with one of the poverty programs, a volunteer job, with disadvantaged youngsters, a little younger than herself. I tremendously admired her going ahead, something I talk about, but do not really spend 6 hours a day working on. And she seems both easy and earnest about it. And Jane Wirtz, one of my favorite members of the whole cabinet, with a very attractive young girl who is to be her daughter-in-law in October. Only Lee Udall and Lydia Katzenbach were absent, both vacationing in New England. Linda talked with Kathy about her coming year of study in Egypt. Our Linda would love something like that, but the reins of what is appropriate for her to do lie rather heavily upon her. We lunched at round tables on the patio, close to the tinkling fountain, underneath the dogwood trees, and it was a good, easy, happy time. I feel close to, and shall want to keep, in my circle of friends, all these women when we depart from this town. After lunch, Margie gave Lucy a small silver serving tray with the signature inscript of all of the cabinet wives. Just the right size, just the sort of thing she'll love most. Knowing how I shall treasure her having it reminds me of the times we've done it for departing cabinet members and reassures me of the value of doing it in the future for those that are close to us. We left a little after 3 and had just a little rest before the next very memorable